Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O wonderful and gracious Father, we thank you for this day. For this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies that you have showered upon us. And Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. This morning, I'd like to share with you regarding living with the burden of sin. Burden, being burdened down. Burden is described as something that is carried, it's on us, it's a load, something that is difficult or oppressive to bear physically or emotionally. Sin is a spiritual burden. It is a heavy weight on the life of a believer, living with the burden of sin. To lift that heavy burden of sin, the scripture clearly provides what a believer can do. The Apostle John states in 1 John 1, and I'm reading beginning at verse 5, the New King James Version. He stated that this is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the apostle goes on and says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Sin is a burden. Sin is a burden, and it puts us in spiritual darkness. We must therefore seek to be relieved of the burden of sin, because we will not have fellowship with the Lord. A dangerous position to be in for the believer. Spiritual darkness without the fellowship with Jesus. The Apostle John provided the way back into fellowship with the Lord when he stated that if we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. believers, we do not have to be burdened down with sin, because our God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. We read in the book of Genesis, beginning in chapter 37, and it goes through chapter 50, about the life of Joseph. This gives us some insight about living with the burden of sin. Many sermons were preached about Joseph's life. Even movies were made about this man of godly character. As a teenager, he was favored by his father, who made for him and presented him with a special robe, a most likely colorful coat. It was also at this young age that he shared with his family the dreams that he was having. Many of you know the story. You know Joseph's story. He was sold into slavery by his brothers. And that was just the beginning of Joseph's trials. Yes, he went from sibling hate to injustice and many disappointments. He was cut off from relationship with his family. But Joseph maintained the most important relationship. That was his relationship with God. With every trial in Joseph's life, the scripture states that the Lord was with Joseph. Potiphar's wife lied about him, but the Lord was with Joseph. He was thrown into prison, but the Lord was with Joseph. He was forgotten by one who promised not to, but the Lord was with Joseph. Let's look at living with the burden of sin as we move the spotlight from Joseph and focus on his brothers, his older brothers, and examine the effects of living with the burden of sin. Yes, it was the height of sibling rivalry. A hateful action resulted in Joseph being thrown into the pit and only pulled out to be sold in slavery by his own brothers. What a dark time for Joseph's father, Jacob, his older sons, his older brothers. Joseph's older brothers deceived their father and lied about their actions. Jacob was told that the wild animals killed Joseph. And Jacob's response to the news was one that was unbearable for the loss of his favorite son. He said he will mourn for Joseph for the rest of his life. The burden of sin was on the entire family. Darkness continued in the family as the older son married a Canaanite woman, which was against Jewish law. Yes, Judah fell into heavy burden of sin when He also slept with his daughter-in-law, who deceived him by pretending and acting as a prostitute, when Judah did not honor her by giving his last son to her in marriage, according to Jewish law. Deep darkness in the family. This family, dysfunctionality in the highest degree. Sin, a heavy burden on the family. But let's fast forward to Genesis chapter 41. Joseph is out of prison, promoted by Pharaoh himself to be overseer of the great country Egypt at the time. Joseph was in charge. He was also in charge of the distribution of food during the famine that was occurring in all the lands. This was a serious famine going on, and it affected Jacob and his family, and it brought Joseph's older brothers to Egypt to purchase grain for their family. This was the most unusual reunion, for Joseph's brothers came before him, and Joseph recognized who they were, but they did not recognize Joseph, who at this time was fully attired and looked like any Egyptian of the day. Any ruling Egyptian of the day, I should say. It has been 20 years, and during that long period of time, Joseph's brothers never told their father the truth about Joseph, about what they did and the lie they told to him. Oh, the burden of sin. Jacob's sons lived with their father, seeing him grieving for Joseph all those years, and they did not confess their sins. Oh, the burden of sin. But it was during this interaction and reunion with Joseph and his brothers, and if we look at Genesis 42, we see a conversation that spotlights what happens in the burden of sin. It is a burden. Beginning at verse 18, it states, "Then Joseph said to them the third day," they have been there seeking grain, and Joseph is testing them. And he said, "Do this and live, for I fear God. And if you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house. But you go and carry grain for the famine too of your houses, and bring your youngest brother to me. So your words will be verified, and you shall not die." Joseph was testing them. He knew they were his brothers. And they did so. Then they said to one another, and he understands what they are saying, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and when we will not hear. Therefore, this distress This burden, distress, has come upon us. Yes, they describe it as distress. It's a burden. They were living with the burden of sin. And the other brother, the scripture said, and Reuben answered them, saying, did I not speak to you, saying, do not sin against the boy? And you would not listen? Confusion in the family? 20 years later. Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us. He is seeing God's judgment. He's thinking this position, that this situation they're in was because of their sin. Deep darkness comes in when we live with the burden of sin. Living with the burden of sin keeps us from fellowship with the Lord and fellowship with our loved ones. We now can fast forward to Genesis 50. And it is after the death of Jacob. And when his sons had buried him, Joseph's brothers became very concerned about how Joseph will treat them. They were very concerned because now the father is gone. But as scripture reveals in Genesis 15 and 50, reading from verse 15, Joseph had to reassure his brothers of his position. They were concerned because they realize their sinfulness. And the scripture says, when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph would hate us and they actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him. So they sent messengers to Joseph saying, before your father died, he commanded saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept and fell down before his face. The dream, all right? And they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Restoration of relationship. The sweetness of forgiveness brings us into fellowship with God and one another. Just like Joseph's brothers, many, many of us have been living with the burden of sin. But we have to remember that God Himself is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is power in the blood. Be free from the burden of sin. Amen.